is received, and you have to keep real clear that an empowerment, the reception of an empowerment is simply the reception of a seed. It's the reception of an entire completed computer program. It's up to you to ripen the empowerment. In this case, it means to develop it, to keep it going, and to develop it and bring out all the aspects of it, and you'll be doing so the rest of your life. It's like receiving the installation of a disk in a computer program. You now have it on your computer, but what you use it for is the application, whatever it is, and you use that from then on to, as a word, as a, to be word processing or whatever else application you make for it. And that's the way it is with the long life empowerment. The empowerment takes one full lunar cycle to complete, for all aspects of it to be complete in you and in contact with your magnetic field and your auric field and so on. And then by continuing with the long life practice and all the practices, the health practices and everything else, one then is able to establish health and long life in one's own life. Now, the very first time when you begin the lunar cycle for empowerment, that is the first time that you wear the long life stone over your monadic heart center. It must not be worn before that or handled or anything else. So what you do is you put it in your pouch, and preferably so that you can do this the first practice on the exact time of the new moon. You don't do it before the exact time of the new moon, but you may do it after the exact time of the new moon by, you know, as many as 6 or 7 hours. But the best is, of course, at the exact time of the new moon, if that is practical. And at the exact time of the new moon, you put this on over your heart and you do the practice, which is described in here. Now, let me explain the modality of the practice. I should say that the mandala that we use, or that which we use to access the body on a cellular level, is a mandala of the eye. The iris of each of your eyes has a reflexological relationship to all the somatic tissues of your body. And by using the eye mandala, the mandala of the eye, with a golden pupil and a violet iris, we are able to symbolically access all of the body tissues to the violet light that we're going to be bringing down in through the meditative process. Now, the golden light is a balancing power, and it is used as the second part of the practice, but the violet light is the modality in which divine light acts in all physical matter. I refer you to the printed materials. When you're ready to begin, you place your right hand, your right palm, in the tent-like fashion over the pouch containing the stone, over the monadic heart center, and your left hand you place directly over the solar plexus, flat palm on the solar plexus. And you look at the mandala. You look at the center, the golden center of the eye mandala, and then you take a deep breath and you intone the Aum, and you do so on the F sharp, paying special attention as you do so to the radiant violet of the iris. If you can do this without the need for the thing that we send to you that is a printout of a violet mandala, if you can visualize it with your eyes closed, that's all the better. But at least the way that we start is we start by looking at this mandala, and we're doing the Aum on the intoned on the F sharp. The Aum is held as long as the open part, and if you're a man and you can sing an octave lower, Aum. Now, during the open part of the Aum, it's necessary for your eyes to be open, and during the closed part of the Aum, when you're on the your eyes should be closed. So you close your eyes halfway through the intoning of the Aum, because both halves of the intoning are of about equal length. But during the open part of the Aum, you're either staring at the mandala that we provide you in color to look at, or staring straight ahead, visualizing that mandala. And when you reach the halfway point, when the eyes close and the mouth has closed, at that point, then with your eyes closed, you visualize the violet light suffused throughout the entire aura and all the body and the matrix of the body and all the cells of the body, extending out perhaps a foot or foot and a half in all directions. And you can focus then at that time on particular areas of the body that need certain kinds of help. It may be the teeth, it may be bones or joints or something that's healing, or the heart or the lungs or anything that you are aware of. Now, at this point, the visualization becomes very active in its healing capabilities and in the capability it has to repair and to potentiate the repair or the fixing of things that need fixing, or the redirecting of things that need redirecting, because the violet light is suffused throughout the aura and all the cellular structure, and it can be focused consciously, aside from simply being available for whatever need, it can be focused consciously at that time upon specific things. Now, it's very important to know in advance how you're going to focus this light when you get into it. If you have a chronic problem you're working with, could be cancer, could be blood pressure, could be a heart problem, it could be something that deals with rheumatism or arthritis, whatever it might be, at that moment when you are suffused in this violet light, it's at that point that you focus it on the physical location of these things. Now, the modality in which this works is can be explained simply by saying that in imagining or visualizing this violet light in these different locations of your body, you are actually supplying to these different locations and to the very cells of these of the body a momentary higher connection with the monadic self. And you have within yourself capabilities on the higher level that are those of the what we might call the repairer, that which fixes and repairs things. When we do the purification empowerment, which is the purification and antakarana building empowerment, we activate, or not just activate, but we make ourselves to be put into contact with the threefold aspect of the monadic level of reality, which has three kinds of functions that we call the watcher, the architect, and the builder. And the builder is the repairer. It is the builder who builds and repairs on the monadic level that oversees the divic building and repairing that manifests on the physical level at the cellular level. At this particular moment, that function is able to act in the physical world. And so your physical body at the cellular level is able to connect with the master program, the perfection of your physical body, that which is the pattern and the program and the template for a perfect physical body of the sort that one would imagine that the legendary or mythological Adam and Eve would have in the Garden of Paradise, so to speak. And that this pattern of perfection, which is shined at that moment, in just a split second, on those cells direction redirects them to fulfill that template, to fulfill that perfection. And it does so with a power that nothing can change or warp or invert. It's a direct, an absolutely direct exposure. And it's so to speak, a kind of taking darshan of the higher reality. And that will set, and that will form, and that will, by just a kind of incubative magnetic contact, will redirect whatever kind of function is going wrong or has gone wrong into one that is going right and will continue on the right path. If you have, for example, the need for correcting some kind of infection that it's very hard for the blood to get to, perhaps you have a root canal situation where there's so little blood that gets to it, it's very hard for the immune system to get in, and it's a chronic kind of infection, and it's going to involve needing a root canal. If it's not too far along, by using a technique like this, you may be able to empower the body to such a point that a root canal operation won't be necessary, because you'll be able to empower and to kind of give a super jolt to the immune system to allow it to squeeze more white blood cells into that particular area. Or if you have a problem with a cancer that needs to be stopped, or a potential cancer, this will potentiate it that way. The body has its own ways of dealing with things, including cancer control and everything else. All that is part of the body function. It simply needs to be jiggled and jolted and set correct onto its own patterns in order to deal with them, because all healing is natural. All healing is natural healing. The mandala of the eye, what we call a THGI, the Temple of the Holy Grail Eye, which is based on some of the theories of iridology, which show this reflexological connection, enable you to access your entire body cell matrix, all the body systems and all the body tissues at a cellular level with this light. And this light, what it does in effect is it comes sort of interdimensionally into and through the Sahasrara, and from that into the chakras, and through the chakras, the etheric chakras, into the very physical locations of the physical matter of the tissues and cells that are concerned, and it transmits an immediate message that is better than any conscious message that you could give it through your own conscious suggestion, even better than any subconscious or subliminal message that it could receive. It's a direct magnetic contact, and it happens just in an instant, just like the instant transmission of certain kinds of data. It doesn't take anything more than an instant, and so all you need to do is scan your body with this, and you scan it, and as you scan your body with this sense of the violet light throughout the aura, you take note of certain places that there are things that need correcting that you're aware of, and all the things you're not aware of will also receive correction. But you can focus the energy in certain places, but it's done in a scanning fashion, and it only takes about 15 seconds. About 15 seconds is how long you can hold that, maybe 10 seconds how long you are holding the M part of the Aum. And during that part, when you're visualizing your body that way, that's when this contact happens. Now, you're not done when you reach the end of your breath. Always at the end of this kind of an Aum, which is a creative Aum, you give a ma. You give a little seal on the end of force, and that's done with the solar plexus. And that is a way of kind of sealing what you've done. Now you draw another breath through the nose, having done the creative and the healing and the long life Aum and that practice, and you take another long breath through the nostrils. You raise your arm into your wings. That is, you're pointing about 45 degrees. You raise your right hand, you stick out your pointer finger, the others are curled, in this form of blessing, but and you raise it about 45 degrees up into your wings, but not straight ahead. It's also about 45 degrees to the side. So it is in the same mudra that you see the Grail Master and other Grail priests giving the blessing to the world and to the planet that is done in the consecration of elements and so on. You raise that up and you retain your left hand over your monadic heart center. It stays there, but your right hand comes up off the solar plexus and it points out in this direction, 45 degrees away and up from the body with the pointer finger, the finger of blessing. You point out, which represents and in fact energizes a blessing from your monadic heart center out into all reality and out into all the reflected universe. And with a long, slow breath through the nostrils, then you aum again, one more time, just as you have done with equal stress on the open and equal stress on the closed, but this time visualizing golden, your entire aura as golden, and the energy of this golden aura, the energy of blessing coming out from that which you bring into this universe. It doesn't come really from you, it comes through you, that is, through your physical body in a sense, so that you are blessing the world. And this golden energy you can visualize going right out your hand and out your finger and just out into all, the all, so that you're transmitting a blessing and a balancing to all the world. And you do that with one long aum. You visualize this golden energy flowing all around you and flowing out from you into all the world. And you close that with the like that. And then you can make the sign of the cross starting from up and down and then from left to right and then puncture it, that is, pulling your hand back, stick it forward again right through the center of the cross as at the end of this operation. And what you're doing there is not only sending out a blessing to all that is, but you're also empowering and activating your own long life empowerment, because it only works to the extent that you use it for the blessing and empowering and the assisting of all humanity and all nature in its spiritual evolution. And that is the symbolic and the mandala and the sound and the mudra way of symbolizing that yours is a life of service, that yours is a life of blessing to the world and blessing to all. So the violet visualization and the golden visualization do go together, the violet first and the golden second, and the golden center of the eye and the violet iris of the eye go together. The golden center, the pupil, represent that which is hidden within the in the body systems and is represented that way. And so therefore we work from the outside to the very inside. We work through the cellular and tissue nature and the healing of the body elemental to going immediately to the blessing of the world and of the planet and of all humanity. And by running both these energies through your elemental in that sequence, you have done the basic long life practice. The whole thing takes about a minute, but it must be done every day, preferably every morning at the time you do your regular morning meditation, and before anything else is done. That is the operational aspect of the long life practice. Now, this is done then for the period of one full lunar cycle, from new moon to new moon. And it is done through the completion of the second new moon. The first new moon, you start right on the exact time of the new moon or a little bit after. This, you run through the time of the exact new moon. You don't quit a little before. You go all the way to the absolute new moon time. But the last time that you need to be wearing the long life stone over your monadic heart center is whenever the last time is that you do the practice before the actual time of the new moon. If, for example, the actual time of the new moon is 3:45 in the afternoon on a Friday, and you do the practice at 7:30 a.m. in the morning on that Friday, then you have completed the cycle, and you can remove the long life stone from your pouch if you wish and keep it in a safe place. Or you can continue with it in your pouch if you wish. It doesn't matter. But you have completed receiving the empowerment. All the parameters of the empowerment are established in your physical elemental, and it is there active, and it is up to you now to ripen it. Now, simply receiving an empowerment, simply establishing the pattern of an empowerment within yourself is just the beginning, because the empowerment must be ripened. Now, as opposed to other empowerments, which one ripens over a period of a few months before one has developed them, the long life empowerment must be ripened over the length of the entire life on a daily basis. That is, it is something that is maintained. It is not something that you ever stop doing. And the ripening of it is something that is ever growing. And so, as opposed to, say, the first empowerment, when you have received the empowerment, you ripen the empowerment, and the day will come when you are a very powerful warrior of light, or you are what in our order would be called a knight. You would be a bishop, a bishop templar, and you would be a knight, and you would be really invincible by any form of dark power or by the dark brotherhood in any way. That may be a process that might take a whole lifetime for some people, it may take a year for some people, it may take 10 years for others. It all depends upon who you are and the reality of your being and so on. But there is a time when that is fully ripe. But not so with the long life empowerment. The long life empowerment is never fully ripe. It's, in fact, what we do with it is not really the same as a ripening. It's really a maintenance. And that is why the preventive medical and maintenance aspect of the long life empowerment is so important. If a person were to carry out intelligent preventive medicine and maintain the physical body, but not have this empowerment, the person might live for a very long time quite well. So the empowerment, but if a person were to just do to receive the empowerment and then not do any of the practices that go with it and not nail it down every day, a person might not have any effect from it. He might destroy it. One might say, well, what has been the advantage of the long life empowerment? What's the advantage of receiving an empowerment if, in fact, just intelligent health practices can achieve almost as much or somewhat near as much? Well, because they don't really achieve as much or somewhat near as much, because long life empowerment is much more than just maximizing the use you get out of your physical vehicle. It all has to, also has to do with transforming the cells, transforming the vibration of the matter, transforming the building that you are in from an outhouse into a Taj Mahal. That is what long life practice is also doing. And this works hand in hand then with the purification practices and with the and Antigarana building. It works hand in hand with root chakra empowerment and with other empowerments that build structures and vibration and change the quality of the material out of which you are built. So the long life empowerment does much, much more than just good health practices. But the long life empowerment is powerless without the proper and good health practices. Now, what are they? First, let's look at food. You are bringing into your body each day elements, chemical elements, etheric elements, pranic elements, each day by what you drink and eat and breathe and what you look at, what you take in through your senses and what you take into your stomach and what you take into your lungs. This is something that is going on each day. If you're breathing noxious fumes, living in the middle of a terrible situation that has, in the middle of Los Angeles or something, breathing polluted air all the time, if you're eating polluted food and building up quantities of pesticides in your body fats and things like that each day, if you are eating a lot of animal fat, a lot of cholesterol, a lot of the kind of fat that hardens at room temperature, that is the LDL fat that is so bad for your system, doing things like that, the long life empowerment will not be able to work. The long life empowerment will be lucky to keep you alive till you're 65. But the long life empowerment is much more than just making your physical body work to the optimum given whatever the circumstances are around it. It is transforming the nature of your flesh and of your body at the same time. Now you have to be very cooperative in this. You have to start taking care of and cherishing your body in just the way that the divine nature takes care of and cherishes all nature itself, as it says in biblical terms, as a husband cherishes his wife. So you have to cherish your flesh, and the way you do that is by becoming somewhat expert on subjects like what the content of certain foods is in terms of vitamins, in terms of fat content, what kind of fat is in it, and so on. Now here are some basics of it that you should be well aware of.
And here I'm summarizing the information I brought in from the Home Temple Priesthood studies. In the first place, nutrition plays a very basic role in longevity and is very determinant in terms of whether you're going to develop out-of-control cancer, degenerative diseases, heart disease, stroke, and whether you're going to age prematurely or you're going to look very vital and feel very vital and healthy for a long time. And here are some of the problems we have with our modern diet in the West. We have concentrated sugars and concentrated salts. In a natural diet, concentrated white sugar or sugars that we sprinkle on things are somewhat comparable to really high alcoholic content hard liquor as opposed to wine and beer, which are very mildly alcoholic. The body does not handle these things well, and the overuse of sugar, in fact, very much use of sugar and other very fast-burning carbohydrates results in obesity and heart disease, diabetes, especially as you get older. A lot of people are very borderline with this. Arteriosclerosis, weakened immune system that's unable to fight the microcellular tendencies towards various tissue cancers and other kinds of immune failures, and other degenerative diseases that make us frail and unhealthy in our older years. By the same token, the kinds of carbohydrates we're constantly eating, people think they're eating a low-fat diet because they're eating lots of spaghetti and bread. This is the worst thing you can do. You've got to stop eating these fast-burning carbohydrates like I would consider bread and noodles and even rice, but especially bread, noodles, and sugar to be very, very unhealthy. They will basically boost up your insulin production and create needs for more sugars and ruin your body's ability to use its own body fats and to create lean muscle mass. So I would suggest that you do not use sugar at all. And you do not use sugar substitutes that are commercially available like aspartame and saccharin, because those things have been shown to have a lot of long-term hazards. Use a food that comes from South America and that is readily available in health food markets called stevia, and you can read about that. Now, there are many other kinds of food additives and things, and all kinds of processed foods are full of these things. You've got to stay away from processed foods as much as possible. Eat fruits and vegetables. Supplement with Juice Plus, which are little capsules that give you 6 pounds of pesticide-free, vine-ripened, organic, and therefore grown in mineral-enriched soils. fruits and vegetables, 17 of them, that include the whole spectrum of antioxidants that you need. Supplement that, and then eat as many other raw fruits and vegetables as you can, because the Juice Plus will give you the benefits of the raw fruits and vegetables. So it's the USDA and the American Cancer Society, and most medical experts are now recommending, are far more efficient and better for doing this stuff than any kind of vitamin supplementation. Get organic meats. Eat low on the food chain. Don't stay away from red meats as much as possible. If you're going to eat meat, eat chicken breast, fish. If you're going to eat fish, make sure you eat clean fish, fish that are farmed or that are free swimming in the ocean. An awful lot of rockfish are poisoned now, not just with mercury poisoning, they're radioactive and other kinds of things. So you've got to learn about what makes clean fish. You should be eating organic fruits and vegetables. That'll keep you away mostly from pesticides, although organic does not ensure that. And eat these things that are grown in the U.S., not outside and imported, because those countries don't have any controls over these levels. Walk or do other exercise daily, and do your long life practice.